Hello friends, welcome back to the Simplified Parenting and Emotionally Healthy Child podcast show. And I'm your host Suhasini from Mommy's Home Musings. Welcome back to your podcast episode today. Before we get into the episode, I want to tell you one small incident that I witnessed yesterday. I went to a mall yesterday and I saw one lady trying to pacify her crying child. You all must have seen this or been there in that situation, isn't it? Most of the people surrounding her were giving her judgmental stares and looking at her with so much of annoyance written all over their faces, and she was trying to do her best under those piercing stares. Trust me, my dear friend, no mom or no parent would like to be in that situation, because we all can feel that judgmental stares, isn't it? And we know how much it hurts us. How many times while scrolling through social media, you are bombarded by the images of seemingly perfect families, happy kids smiling, their project works, and wonder, can you ever match up with these mothers? Yeah, I know these moments all too well. As a parent, I felt the sting of criticism, the ache of comparison, from the moment I became a parent. But let me be honest in telling you that I've also discovered something powerful amidst the noise of this constant criticism and comparison, and that's nothing but my inner voice and my own parenting instincts. We all know that parenting doesn't come up with a manual, isn't it? And we all learn and grow as parents. Do you agree to this or not? So, let me tell you how to handle this constant criticism and comparison as a parent without losing your sanity. But before I go ahead and share those tips, let me share my own journey as a parent. I think some of you might know that I'm a Montessori parent and a sports mom as well. Of course, that's a trendy word that's being used all over the place, internet, isn't it? Sports mom. It's not me who is playing sports, it's my child who is playing sports. But I take pride in calling myself a sports mom, isn't it? But right from the day I joined him into the Montessori school till now, there are so many comparisons, so many criticisms, judgments that I have to hear constantly from the well-meaning neighbors, extended family members, whatnot, even the cab drivers, everybody. But still, I ensure that none of these reach my child, and I had become a strong wall protecting him from all these things. So that is the reason why I thought I have to share this journey with you all today. As a parent, we all know our child too well, isn't it? We know what is best for our child and what is not best for our child. So please trust your instincts and judgment when it comes to your parenting decisions. Don't compare your parenting decisions to other parenting decisions because their child is different from you. For example, in my case, my child is a kinesthetic learner and he loves sports, dance, music and everything. I cannot make him sit in a typical CBSE school, no judgment given here, CBSE schools are good. But my child cannot adjust into a typical CBSE kind of environment wherein he is expected to sit 8 hours without movement. He will not be able to learn and he will rot there. That's the reason why I have chosen Montessori system for my child, and he's thriving now in working on all his passions. So now when you know what is best for your child and you are doing that, you need to set boundaries perfectly or strongly with all your so-called well-wishers, be it your own extended family or your well-meaning neighbors or fellow parents at the park or the school. Tell them that you appreciate their concern, but you are confident about your own parenting choices and would not prefer them comparing you, your parenting style to other parenting styles. So by doing this, you are focusing on your inherent child's needs. Keep understanding what your child really needs and what is best for him. Tune out the external opinions. Concentrate on meeting your child's unique needs and supporting their growth and development. If my child really wants to be a cricketer, and if it's written in his faith that he'll become a cricketer, I have to be there to support him to become a cricketer, right? It's my job as a parent. But I cannot expect my child who wants to become a cricketer to go and do MBBS or engineering just because I feel MBBS and engineering are the best choices from the career perspective for a child. They might be best choices for some other child, but not for my child. So that's the reason why I know what is best for my child and what is not. So that is the reason why you need to focus on your child's needs. When everything is happening around you, you need to understand that you have to basically, dedicate yourself some time, me time, so-called me time, practice self-compassion, self-love, so that you can become a strong wall and you can be there to help your child. So you need to be kind to yourself and recognize that you are doing the best. Don't ever doubt yourself. Don't ever self-doubt yourself. Use all the criticism, all the judgments that are coming in your way in a constructive manner. Maybe there might be some pinch of salt in some of those criticisms that you can use it to make your dish better, right? In the same way, use those criticism. Just look at those criticisms or judgments in a very rational manner. And if there is any merit to that, then definitely use them as an opportunity for your growth, opportunity for growth for yourself as well as your child. So now, fast forward 6 years from the day my child joined in the Montessori school till now he has started playing cricket, his self-confidence levels have grown up, he's practicing dance as a hobby, singing songs when he's relaxing. So he's a busy boy. Just because I didn't put him into CBSE school doesn't mean that he doesn't know the subjects. He's very good at when compared to his peers, he's able to do his math, able to do his science, able to do his social in an equally good manner when compared to his peers. But at the same time, he is better than his peers who are doing CBSE studies, because he knows what are his hobbies, what are his strong areas, and he's working on it. So that is sufficient for me as a parent, isn't it? I hope you like today's topic. Please do share your comments. And if you like these episodes, don't forget to share them with your friends and family members. And I request you to subscribe to this podcast show and rate it if possible. Thanks a lot.